And now,
this
all
is
these
generally
things
true,
happened,
I believe, of
what?
Most of our resolutions.
In samples or examples.
And I believe that most fail
and they were
because
written
they don't
for
have a plan
admonition
to
upon whom
them.
The ends of the world are come.
We're like a lot of people.
As we look back over the many years, the many lives that God
it's easier
has
to make a statement than
you
it is
and I
to
read.
Develop a plan
about from Scripture,
to follow
and
through.
Also they're not just there for us to read about.
So that I believe that's the first problem with our resolutions is that we don't have a plan
to
succeed in them, and if we don't
so
have
in
a
part,
plan to succeed,
and a large part,
no plan is a plan.
That
fail.
Is that God has
but
done
secondly,
this.
But
so
secondly, if only making
better.
The resolution was in and of itself sufficient, we'd have it made.
They did in and with.
And I'm convinced that as believers,
that's the beauty
when we come to the biblical
mistakes,
verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17,
a couple
that they mistakenly
to rather
think
here tonight,
all
one,
they have to do is
choice
to memorize
where
the verse, which is a wonderful
thing, the most advantageous,
and that we're somehow
himself.
Scot-free because I've got it memorized.
Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. We're going to jump around here very quickly here tonight. We may actually give out some scriptures here.
And we assume that if we just keep saying, therefore, if any man be in
Christ, he is a new creature of creation, if you will.
All things have passed.
Beginning in verse 10, the Bible says,
I'm ready to take on
his eyes and beheld all
there's some
the plain of Jordan that was
well
watered everywhere.
In fact, the verbs
the Lord
in
Sodom
that
Gomorrah,
verse
garden,
are all in the active
of the Lord,
voice
like
and
the land of Egypt, as thou comest out of Zoar.
So if you play, if you,
then
if you
chose him
plan on taking
2
Corinthians 5,
so based on
17,
what he saw in verse 10,
and put
he made
the verbs into the passive as though this is something God's going to do.
Where the historical record says that he checked
it's
in
an with active Christ. Voice. It means you want to be saying,
God, would this be a wise thing?
So he made choices based on his perception
so
of what advantage
what does
it would
that
be
say
to
you and I?
It says that we are going to
family
have
and
by ourselves to
his
those truths
so
that build and support
and
that which is due
his,
in our lives now that we are and move down into this well-watered
so if you want
valley.
The old things to pass away,
so
you have to
in Genesis chapter 14, though,
and that plan
Lot
is caught
between two warring factions,
replacing it with the new.
And in the process,
and that
he was taken
a plan as well.
As one may
we also
read
he
over
said
in
2013
Peter,
sucked, and I don't have any reason to believe that 2014 is going to be.
Which you know,
different.
Well, you know what that means. That means that
that
guy
that,
didn't
that
have
hurt.
Any plans in order to change.
I'd want to take them off,
the results of 2013.
If I was
so
in
they
a
would
situation
be
that I didn't have to be, and it was causing me a lot of grief.
Nor
I
will your
be,
life.
Hopefully, I'd be smart.
In 2014, be much different than
2013,
Peter,
unless you equip
two,
yourself with the tools
and knowledge that will, in retrospect, make 2014 a major positive turning point in your life.
Verse 6
so
says,
by God's
actually
grace,
go back to verse 5
our
and
challenge
says, and,
is
okay,
to be done
four,
with the old,
for if God's Spirit
and
not
the angels
on the
that
new.
Sin, but cast them down into
so
hell and delivered them into,
with the old.
Into chains of darkness,
and as many
to be reserved
ways
in the
that
judgment,
can be taken
and spared not the old
but
world,
on
the new,
but saved
Noah,
the
eighth
3
person,
points,
a
put off the old,
righteousness,
the new,
bringing in
and
the
upon the world of the ungodly.
And turning
Father,
the city
that
of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes,
this morning.
Condemned them with an overthrow,
Lord,
making them an ensample unto
so
those that after should live
much
godly.
Much of what we do is self-defeat.
And delivered just Lot,
Lord, because we assume that we have an idea,
and
an idea is
conversation
I sometimes
of
think
the
wicked.
Government runs that way.
For that righteous man dwelling
all they have
among
to do is
them,
come up with an idea, and then they
pass his righteous soul from day
the
to day
idea off
with
to some other
lawful
organization
deeds.
Or to some other group in the government to work out all the details.
Something wrong with that guy.
Lord, I just
he could have
stupid.
Packed up his family and moved.
Father would ask and pray that we would
but
not
you know, sometimes
enter into that
careful,
realm
of
the kind of
duplicity where
we
go
back
and make the same
mistakes
in 2014
we don't know
how
we don't
to
have
a
plan in place.
Or maybe we can't get
but
out.
Father, challenge
I
us this
have a feeling
morning,
because of
salvation,
historical
or to rededication.
Went,
or Lord,
maybe
really
Lot would have, but he
Lord,
had a
the days are growing shorter.
And then
Lord,
he had
I'm
a going to
say that we've got one day, 2 days, this year, that year, or whether we've got 10 years. But Father, it certainly
so
could be in
we
our
see
life
here
time.
That in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses
that
7 and 8, gives us some of the characteristics
Lord,
of
we don't
Lot's
have to
day.
Be ashamed at that.
They
appearance.
Were vexed.
Lord, we can with the Apostle Paul
and in the end,
day,
we
and
find
we
that he experiences the loss
Lord, saying,
of his possession.
As the Apostle Paul said,
the thing that he went down there
good,
to increase and to enhance
kept
and
the,
to make marketable, I'm sure, he loses them all.
And,
the death of his
race.
Wife
so,
and
Father,
several
that be,
of his daughters and their husbands all died in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Statement for this year, a statement of reality.
You read about that in Genesis chapter 19, but his daughters, in the end, commit
Amen.
Incest with their own.
Well,
we're going to
put off the old
in
of
verse
17. 19,
it begins
30,
with this life-changing principle.
So
and
when we
it
make
to address
our decisions
the principle
and
because
choices
the new creation
by what appeals
is based
to
on
our
this,
flesh.
On this, literally, this life-changing
remember
principle.
Remember, the flesh is anything
when it comes
but
to
reliable.
The old versus the new.
Therefore,
we may think
man
that we're making
Christ.
Good decisions. Now, listen, as moms and dads,
this
we
principle,
also
first
need to
of all,
sure that whatever counsel
and foremost
we give to our young people in making decisions
very pointedly. that we take to live or ever hope to live a life and say, listen, that pleases God, they have to be in Christ.
So there's a lot of when good we make these decisions and choices, our heart is not the most reliable.
Who are trying to live a life
Jeremiah
that they hope
17
in the end will
and verse 9 says that the heart is deceitful above all.
But if they're not in Christ,
and desperately wicked, who
their work does not please God. So when we talk about
going
the flesh,
church,
we are talking about
all
that
they're giving to a church or
giving to charity.
Being,
all of that stuff
that
is noble in and of itself,
soma,
but I also believe
the soul part of our individual
context,
reason, bringing
where
we
think,
with God,
and so on,
and make our decisions and make our choices.
So, secondly, to be in Christ is to be saved.
It is to be born again.
The Spirit.
To be in an eternal relationship
is being nurtured and fed by the Holy Spirit
himself.
When we come to the Word of God and we're reading the
Nicodemus,
Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God ministers to us through
a
our
spirit,
born
spirit
again.
To spirit,
and
in
ministering to our spirit,
the kingdom of
our mind, that
word
is to bring about
again,
a spirit-controlled mind and a mind-controlled body.
Is
and
that's what it
little
comes
phrase
into.
There that means.
And so we need
body.
To understand that our flesh is not the
you
most
can join
reliable,
every church this side of the Mississippi
and
dads,
on
the other
side
relying on your flesh.
You
can attend as many services in
a
particular given week as you could possibly
and you're
attend.
Not taking them to where the Spirit of the Lord can help
truth
you
the matter
guides
you and direct you.
Unless you're born again,
you're not giving them a good counsel or a complete counsel.
Not because I
believe there was sufficient knowledge.
And
of the cities in the plain
to
warrant not choosing the plains in order to begin.
And if one is in a personal relationship with Christ, they will know with a
100%
certainty
that
they
had probably already been known
and going to spend their lives here and into eternity
with Christ.
So it's talking about sensuality and sexuality
that just about every conceivable sin
in the future
was being practiced in the city.
And not only
we
got
to live
in
a pitch's tent toward the city,
but we find him actually sitting
Christ
in the
more
gates
now
of
than we're
going to
need
city,
him in eternity.
And his family participating
and
in
so
the,
we need
and
to
the
be
daily activities
the
of the city to begin
each
with.
Each and every single day.
And so he, as I said, John 3:3 is the only
there
way
was enough
that one
there, I believe,
can
to not
ever,
war,
to
ever
warrant
be
not
Christ,
choosing
except
the plains
the man
and,
born again.
And ever
not enter
if
the
there
of
wasn't.
Anyway,
and
once
even
saved,
if wasn't, rather,
born again,
Peter chapter 2,
states it,
there were reasons
we
to at least leave
new creation.
Don't you know
a
when to get up and walk
with changing of the heart?
Now, if you're transformation
going to break
of the heart,
in the conversation
will,
is
which
just
we'll address
really
in just a little bit here.
Get up
but he
out.
Says there in that verse, all things
now, they may
are
make fun.
Passed
there goes
away.
That holy roller again, or there goes that fanatical nut.
The old
that's okay.
You just
us
look back and say, yeah, I want you to know.
Was an individual control
right bolt. That's all that matters. Amen.
By as well as governed.
But the truth of the matter is, I believe that there was at least.
When he
sometimes
saw
it was he should have had at least some consideration and said, listen, this is not only having.
But the truth of the matter, there was an old you before your salvation.
This thing. But what about my children?
Now the question is, how much of the old you still has control?
Now, isn't that
over
true
in
our
homes as individuals? The things that
because
we permit, the things that we allow to go on in our
what
homes,
God really wants is
as moms
the
and dads, listen, somebody has
got
to stand up and take the reins, if you will.
They got
to
provide the leadership.
The old things have passed away.
When you get
the
your
old
house,
you can do whatever you
want
to do. But
by,
listen, we're paying
or governed
the,
by
we're
our sin nature.
We reason as the world reason.
And we're taking
if
care of all
you're
these things in here.
Going again,
believer
in
Christ
this determined
morning. You ought not to be reasoning
and
the same way
like
the world
that,
reasons.
The door.
You can take
now
one pair of whatever.
We may come to the same conclusion about some things that are in a
Hanover.
But there are other things that how the Christian looks at things that ought not to be anywhere near what the world sees.
Stand here.
We thought as the
so
world
when you get
thought
right and come back, they'll be back here a long
may not
way
be very pleasant, but
the
truth
of the matter
is
that
there, we thought about
has
certain
things,
leadership
maybe about marriage or
Lot did not provide
sexuality,
the kind of leadership
but materialism
that would have had his daughters
and things of
that
nature
decisions
there.
We thought as the world
living
thought, these things were all very
to
important
kind of life
to
on
us.
A day in a day
these are all
basis,
things that we felt that somehow we couldn't live with
or whatever.
We reasoned that,
and so
if I don't have this, I'm just
going to
die. How many times you heard,
no,
they don't look so bad after all.
Oh, my friends have this,
and
if I don't have this, I'm
going to die. It's amazing how the unsaved begin to look to us a little bit. They begin to look like, well, you know, they're really not all that bad.
You can take out an insurance policy on them just in case.
We don't
all
have
right
to worry
you
about
never know
this here. And then we go out, we get entangled with them, we get enmeshed with them.
We thought as the world
and
thought,
and we had the same desires.
You in Colorado,
we had,
be
because
little,
we had the same dead spirit. Our spirit
so
in the
so
old
good
us was
but you
not
get the point when it comes
God
down to it. So
now,
it
was
empty,
and
it was void,
should not have had
and we were
to take
to
fill it, but we were trying to fill it with our own reasoning, trying to fill it with our own thought processes, and we really weren't getting
city
very far. We?
And it shouldn't have to take a
not
catastrophe
until someone introduced it to the person,
and to motivate
Jesus
you and I as believers to do.
Then all of a sudden, that
is right,
that void within was now filled
that's the way
with
the
spirit
it
of
takes
the
a catastrophe. Something that
but we had the same desires, we had
the
same dead spirit taking place
towards the serious things
to realize that, you know,
I can't believe I've gotten this far away from God.
Also, for
you know, David is another one. David lived a great deal of his life with a heart after God. Amen.
We listen to the same kind of music.
I can just see him out there sitting on the
Christians have
mound out here watching sheep out there, and he had
the same music. We just
and he was making up songs and singing songs and
not realizing that
so on
about the Lord.
Much garbage.
He had a great heart, a great love for the Lord.
Oftentimes,
but one wrong decision changed his life and his family dynamics for the rest of his life.
Testimonies from time to time is that they've actually
his choice to commit adultery
unraveled
everything that he had done in the States.
And listen,
God can turn around and say,
well,
you know what, Lord, let's kind of stack up all my years of pursuing your heart, coming to this one moment in time here. Lord, can't you just kind of overlook all this and kind of make it all go away?
And they're flabbergasted.
So to speak.
They can't believe.
2 Samuel chapter 12,
and
we
so
read of the death of his
the
son.
The world standards were very much ours. We listen to the same
in Samuel
the same
chapter
music,
13,
we read the same
one of his daughters
we go to the same
kind
of movies. We play the same kind of games.
Absalom rebelled and brought deep
that
grief
was our
to
life.
Read about
now,
that in 2 Samuel
some may have been more
15,
extreme than others, and some may have lived more of a melancholy
one
life.
Wrong
so it really wasn't a way out there, so to speak. You just
the
did what you had to do to get by each and every day and so on there.
It's not like
but there were different levels, but we were
part and parcel of that whole
then came the gospel.
That's what happens if
a
we make
powerful
choice,
conviction.
We second,
and as we
and
yielded to the gospel message and we cried out to the Lord,
but these are perhaps
for the forgiveness
of
our sin,
historical
we were carried past
evidences of making
fleshly,
bad choices.
Carnal
and
life
it should
that
be an inducement
to once
governed by
our
sin natures.
Our
and as the phrase that
listen,
away
we don't just
means,
sin unto ourselves, and we just don't sin somewhere
it.
In privacy as believers.
Meaning,
metaphorically, we're generally saved, then
or in a general
God knows
sense,
all about
of a person's moving forward. We are moving forward from this
should,
old world,
in
this old you, and I'm moving into a new world, and I'm moving into a new me.
With 2013 behind us and 2014
and
largely
passed away,
it literally means
we can make better choices, can we not?
Can we not make wise decisions
gone.
That can and will
it's
make
now to be history in your
the
life.
Best year yet?
And God
and
said,
be
I'm going
to
give you
a foundation.
Place.
Prior to our salvation, there was a barrier
if the Lord
that kept us from desiring the righteous life.
And so we begin looking at these choices that have greatly affected our lives. And,
however, in the
tonight,
moment
we'll
that we
receive
Christ,
we
pass
from spiritual death to spiritual
life. Number, choosing Christ,
led past
one,
that barrier so that
perhaps maybe one of the wisest choices
once was impossible.
Choosing Christ.
Now
there's
in
a lot
Christ
of people out there who reject
is a reality.
And they're going to regret that someday.
As
but not only
Brother
just choosing them as
the
salvation,
morning,
but also choosing
greater
the followers.
So we'll deal with both of these here. So it's one
the
thing to choose to trust Christ for our salvation.
Or as Paul said,
but the question now is, will you follow Christ or not? You know,
old things are passed away. Behold,
it's
all
not as
things
if somehow someone brought to us
new.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Only
and
the
we
power
embraced
of God
it
and
we accept it and receive
his
it,
grace
and
God
just
mercy
drops us off.
Can make any of this.
I get the feeling this is
you
how some Christians
will it
believe that they're Christians.
You cannot
has,
practice
that
day
God
in, day
has
out
redeemed them. God has saved them because they accepted
the world
by faith.
Is going through the motions
then
of
then
it
just kind of
and
dropped them off.
They're still coming
and now you're
up
left
short.
There to fend
they're
for
coming
yourself.
Up empty handed.
That is not what God did.
But for you and I,
God says, listen,
no
somebody said there's two decisions of fellowship.
Only
first of all,
the power of God.
To fellowship
and his grace
at the cross
and his love
of the feet of Christ.
Can make it happen.
Not fellowship, but two decisions that we have
then
to make.
Then we're commanded to put on the new.
Fellowship. We have to make a choice at the cross.
And
the
then
word
after
become,
the cross, we have to make a choice with Christ.
Verse 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Old
things are passed away. Behold, all things are what?
It does not
become new.
You've got to either
the word become genomahi means to come into
wander
existence.
And meander around in your Christian
the moment you and I are saved
so
creates in the believer
the
something that never existed
is,
in
will
us
you
before.
Follow Christ or not? As surely as having
all,
chosen
real
to accept Christ,
changed
your eternal destiny.
Not just
choosing
to know
to
of him, but
Christ
to know him.
We're,
and
to
how
experience
we will experience
him.
The abundant life now.
Not through some liturgical service or through some
to get in
bracelet or
in on what God
something
has
you got on your,
now in this
your wall as a... Is a
or do you want to wait until eternity
like,
and just kind of meander through your Christian life until you get to eternity and hope then that everything's going to change?
Jabez, the prayer of Jabez.
Well, if you want things to really change,
but,
now,
you know, means
you're
to come into existence
Christ.
As is born by the word new.
So if we choose
kahinos,
not to follow Christ,
the word
then in reality, little
new,
to nothing
kahinos,
is going to change in your life
means as
now
to
or
form,
until Jesus comes.
Meaning recently
if you didn't
made,
follow him in 2013,
as the substance though,
is
a meaning of a new kind, equality. You are no longer what you once were, but now in Jesus Christ,
Luke
you
chapter
are a
9
new
and verse 23.
Individual.
You're actually a godly quality. Prior to that, you were not a godly quality. You were a sinner who needed to be saved, but once you become saved, once you have received Jesus Christ, you now become a godly quality.
Okay, I'm right there.
Verse 23.
I do not, therefore believe that God creates some new
thing that never existed
in that context. And he said
to them all, if any man will
come
after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
In 1 Thessalonians, you can hold your finger there.
Sometimes believers read that verse
and then they begin to lament.
1 Thessalonians,
we deal with the fact that we are a trichotomy. The world looks at us as a dichotomy.
The body of which he spoke here was
they do not recognize that we're a body, soul, and a spirit.
He was born to go.
God does. And the word of God tells us
that we have sung was titled
in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning in verse 23. It says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly."
The human nature,
that isn't just only from head to foot, but that's just from the outside to the very inside. So, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
It was also a mission.
Now, there are three things in there. There is the pneuma, the spirit.
Literally, as
he
says here in
verse 23, the soul, and there is the soma, the body.
And he said unto them, "If any man will come after me,
let him deny himself and take up his cross daily."
A body, a soul, and a spirit.
Daily responsibility.
I know that Karen works in
was his chosen responsibility.
Certainly,
go there,
the
operating rooms,
and
I'm sure she's seeing doctors,
so
open up patients, and
choose Christ
the soul
for
salvation.
We must
spirit,
choose Christ.
That doesn't mean they don't
exist. Follow Him.
Although
some
have said
we recognize that man does have a soul, but we say certain better choices.
Number two is choosing a career.
Now, this may be more applicable.
And
I can tell you that
the pneuma, the spirit,
but with the
an unsaved person is dead to the things
the way
of God.
It is today. Career
now
changes
they're trying to fill an empty void with whatever they think
usually
is going to please God. But listen, we have the word of God
that
tells us how it is that we can. In reality,
nowadays we may find ourselves
that can only
shifting gears
when you
because
and
the jobs we've had to come believe work.
That is when
are gone or
we.
And America's changing
we're
from,
sinners
from a
we accept
from
Jesus Christ as
their personal Lord and Savior
nation to
then
pretty
God,
much just a service
through the
nation.
Power of God
pretty much
and so
quick
jobs the
pneuma
or the spirit within
wisely.
Us that now all of a sudden
choose
we become
conscious
when you look at the job market
not only conscious of God
but my point is that making choices
as
to how
with God and
we
God
move about in the world involves important
so prior
choices,
to our salvation, our spirit was dead, and there was no control over our fleshly desires.
In making these choices,
and anything that we did in the spiritual
now,
sense
it's not
was
just
motivated
a matter of getting
and
an education
by
out
and get a job so that you can.
So you
Isaiah
get a job
chapter
and get
64
in the world
is the idea of
verse
how is God going to be able to use me within
market
that job
down.
Market? If that is not your primary goal, God,
in Isaiah 64
and
verse 6,
used by you in this career or this job that I'm working towards.
Whoops.
Then I'm going to that job will be your downfall. You're going to have problems in it
when it comes right down to it.
When in chapter
so the
64,
job market
verse 6
is,
there,
is in a
says,
great deal of flux.
But we are all
as we
as
a even talk about it
unclean
tonight.
Thing.
If God is not sought out for
and
wisdom,
all our righteousnesses
or
as a,
your whole
or as filthy rags,
that's an individual
having the wrong job and
who
being
is
in the wrong place.
All of our righteous, all of our attempts at right doing,
your problem,
are as filthy
such
rags.
As your. Such as your family.
And we do all fade as the leaf, and our iniquity is like the wind have taken
us
away.
This life is
so
but a
Isaiah
vapor.
Had it right.
We
James,
are all as an unclean
James read in his ear, but like
and all our
vapor,
righteousnesses are as filthy
in the Epistle of James.
And the day that we
receive
Jesus Christ as our personal Lord
we need to
and
understand
Savior,
that this life was buried as far as God is concerned.
And there, listen,
with,
we can bring up
Lexi before this past, before the
we do that
service
often,
here, and I said,
often that's
well, you know,
wise when
4 years
get
goes by
little,
pretty quick.
And that's easy to say from our perspective. But
are you going
there
through
that,
it? It seems
well,
like
you remember back
day,
when you were in New York,
right,
you remember back and
forth
ago,
but all the things we did in the past.
But all of a sudden you do look back and you begin to look at it. And I do this as a pastor because so many of our young people have already gone off to college. Some have gone out of state and some have gone here in the state.
When we accept Christ as our Savior,
I know I said, listen, I'm going to miss God
quickens our dead spirit.
And all of a sudden next thing you see,
Ephesians chapter 2.
Verses 4 and 5.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5.
Is going to take you away from
but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, right. Wherewith he loved us,
girl, listen,
even when we were dead in sins.
And if you do, you got to bring
doesn't
home.
That kind of remind you of Romans
amen.
Chapter
you gotta,
5?
You have to come back here.
But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
That's
so
why
he says there, but God,
like
who is rich in mercy for his great love, where with he loved us,
but
even
anyway,
when we were dead in sins,
James what? Chapter 4 and verse 14
quickened us together.
Whereas
you know,
by
grace
shall
we
be
are
on
saved.
The model.
And again, remind you of
for what is your life? Life?
But
it is even
quickens.
A vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
Means
we have got to use what time we have
bring and back to life, or to give life. That which is quickened and is our dead spirit. And in Christ we now have available to you and I a spirit now controlled
given us a brain
by possibilities, that is new possibilities, never available to you and I prior to our
if
salvation.
If you will get along with the Lord,
we can do things
allow him to guide you
in our relationship with God.
Processes there, you won't have to
now that we have it, that we couldn't do prior to that. So in Christ, God has called us to a new life available,
but your life is but a vapor.
In Christ, God has called
make
us
your
to
choice
a work
to honor God first
before.
In all things, and God
think
will
of the
bless
challenge.
You in ways that you
when you really
even begin
a new
to
life
imagine.
Available
nowhere
Matthew
chapter
else,
6 and verse 33.
And do it work.
What does it tell us here?
That was once impossible.
Seek ye first what?
The kingdom
and
of
if
God.
We allow ourselves to be emotionally tied
how
to
does
the past,
that play out into
especially past failures,
choosing
we will not
a
succeed
career.
In our new life in Christ.
See, you really look at the
I don't want to be a preacher.
I'm not saying that
God's
the unsaved aren't principled. They do have some principles.
But seek ye first.
But they don't always have those godly principles
and his righteousness.
When push comes to shove.
Then he's going to provide you the wisdom.
And I believe that right what they're some of what they're doing down there in Washington, D.C. I believe there's some people. I believe they have some good intentions
along the way.
But he says,
as wrong and as misplaced as
those good intentions are,
is that all these, all the things
it'd be altogether different if we sent down men and women who had a relationship with God
to keep you in his
and then they were following godly principles and godly precepts, then it wouldn't be just good intentions. It would be right intentions.
As much as somebody wants to give me one,
and I believe America would be a different nation.
I'd probably sell it and
bank the money.
And we'd be headed in a different direction.
I'd have a hard time
going to someone on visitation
right now
in this particular country.
It wouldn't work out too well.
But nonetheless,
we can't afford to allow ourselves whatever
type, because the past will always tell us, you can't do this.
Since we have been in the ministry.
You blew it last year. What makes you think you're going to be able to do it this year?
To keep us where God wants
us. So the past, we've got to give it up emotionally.
But I can tell you this, prior
and
to the ministry,
the new based on facts.
We wrestle.
If the Bible said that I can now do this because now I'm a new creation in Christ, I don't have to listen to my conscience or my voice from the past saying I can't do it because I'm a new creation in God. I can do this
in the evenings, and then I also work.
I can do what was once impossible.
So you can see there was little to no time.
All things are.
In fact, I'll tell you right now, there was no time for church.
Therefore, you and I must allow biblical truths,
my own development,
biblical facts govern this new life in Christ.
Listen,
you cannot control the new life in Christ by your emotions. It's not about how you feel. It's all about what God said.
Didn't get before the Lord said, Lord, do you think we ought to do this?
It's always about what God said.
It just
not about
like
how
you
feel. I'm not saying God doesn't care
and
about how you feel.
Those good ideas at the time,
when
push comes
to shove, God says,
ideas,
I've said this. You're going to have to trust
me. 1 Timothy chapter 6.
And not let your emotions. Our emotions are going to rob us of wonderful victories in 2014.
And so there's nothing new.
You look back over, and I want you to think back over.
But
over
in 1 Timothy,
and the failures in the past were probably.
And beginning in verse 6.
Because of your emotional ties to certain things.
Is it? But godliness with contentment is what?
Emotions.
Great gain.
Allow those emotions
being
to be controlled by
satisfied with God's direction.
I may be okay. Say, you know what, Lord, I don't feel this.
Being
but you said
content
I'm
with the things that God
step
brings
out and trust
into
him,
your
amen.
Life.
That's what God wants
the decisions that he helps you to make.
We walk by
and those provisions.
Faith
but
and
godliness
by,
with contentment amen. Is great.
Gain. Psalms 119 and verse 50.
For
just
we brought
mark it down
nothing
the end
into this
right
world,
this
and it is certain we
can carry
nothing. For thy word hath quickened me.
Check out
in
the
moment when I was feeling a little bit depressed, a little bit under the weather, or a little bit under whatever
it
might be,
it
he said, I got in your
museum.
Word, and your word quickened me. It
and
brought me back to life.
Spirit,
it brought me back to where I ought to be. It brought my thoughts back into the
and
realm.
And having food and
God,
raiment,
you're
let us
with
there
me.
With
you
what?
Said you'd never leave me, and I know you're here.
Be there with content.
Psalm 119, verse 93,
he says, I will never forget thy
temptation.
And for with them thou hast
into many foolish and hurtful lusts.
See, which if you could sit there, well, God, you know, I just feel so down today. I just
for the
I,
love of money is the root of all evil.
I just don't
money
like this. And then you kind of sit there and you twiddle your thumbs, waiting for God to do something. It's not going to happen.
But the love of it,
you'll waste your time.
If you want God
some
to do something, get
after
in
they
the Lord.
The psalmist
said, I will never forget thy precepts. For with them
thou hast quickened
me. If you want to get out of those doldrums, get in the Word of God.
Yeah, but I don't feel like getting in the Word.
So, okay, then just sit so beside.
These are things that we need all. We need
you do it.
All
but don't get out there and
it may be
cause
that
the
you're
world
in a career.
Because
and
you're
someone comes along to you and says,
amen.
Listen, we got a place to advance.
The word quicken literally
what it means
to
that
cause
to
grow.
Spend less time
it means
with your
to restore. It means to revive.
Lot, means
and that is what happens. The day that you and I receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that spirit that was in us, that pneuma that was dead within us,
the wisdom of the Lord says,
is now quickened.
Whatever.
It's revived.
The
by the power of God,
it is not working.
And there is a not only just a God consciousness, but now a godly desire that emanates from within. See, our emotions will tell us that we can't do something
that the family needs
because of a past failure or some
of the Lord,
feeling that we might have. But this is the truth. the fact. Philippians chapter 4.
That would be number 3, choosing a lifelong mate.
I can do all things.
Pause with that because we've got to get into communion here real quick.
And you
got
to emphasize the word all.
Lifelong
I can do all things through Christ.
Some of you already made those choices.
What God calls me to do, I can do it.
You better be happy.
We don't have to worry about getting that little book out, the little engine.
But perhaps more relevant to our young unmarried, but if you're having struggles now in your present marriage, then you can understand the past decisions can be
misunderstood. Go to the Bible, because God says you and I can do this.
As our struggles
source because of maybe a decision we made way back when.
But
young folks, I want you to listen. If choosing a mate for life isn't scriptural, it will determine to a great extent the degree of your happiness and your joy in marriage.
I'd rather follow the Lord.
God did not mean for marriage to be a blight.
I don't want him to follow me. If he followed me, I'd have him all over
the place. It didn't mean for it to be a nightmare.
Remember, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
You know, God's regenerating grace creates a new world.
God meant for it to be.
This isn't mine. I have to read this to Matthew Henry.
God meant for it to be
spiritual. A little bit on that. God's regenerating grace creates a new world.
God meant for it to be outside your salvation. The best thing that's happened.
Listen, we're in the old world. There's no doubt. Listen, he didn't take us out of the world the day that we got saved. We were saved, and we now live and walk in this old fallen world.
We're not going anywhere. There's a big snowstorm out there, so we're all safe.
With all of its lust and all of its craze for pleasures and all the things that it did. Listen, the day that you
Proverbs
and I get saved,
and
God creates a new world in our soul. Listen, folks, you are part of that new world. Brothers and sisters, this morning in the Lord,
a virtuous woman is a crown to her
this
husband,
church
but she that maketh the shame
of
is a rottenness to
this
his bones.
Book is now a part of your new world.
That can be also said about
think
men.
Of all the things
women
that you now have in Christ that now become all part and parcel.
Guys making bad choices when it comes to it. Listen, they may be the most beautiful thing.
And you're not going to feel it out there. You're going to get it in here.
And they actually like you
in the soul.
And you may say, oh, that's a real bonus there.
So God's regenerating grace creates a new world in our soul where all things are new.
But if they're not saved,
they can turn your life into a
new results and new friends.
Or you're going to have to sell yourself short in your relationship with the Lord in order to
once saved, we have to exercise and discipline ourselves.
I don't know too many people who have married an unsaved individual who didn't at some particular point
either
have more problems they can handle, or they had to surrender their relationship with the Lord in order to make it work, or to keep it alive, or at least to stay in
the relationship. Verse 21 says, but ye have not so learned Christ.
So,
if so be that ye have involved
him
and have been taught by him,
there is going to be
missing one very important
that
reality.
Put off
the unsaved
concerning
the former conversation,
nice
the old
conservative,
man,
which
they
is
may be
corrupt
now,
according to the
he
deceitful
or she
lust,
is not saved,
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind,
that she put on the new man,
which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness,
the marriage,
and wherefore put away lying. He goes
and
mentions some of those things,
but
when you look in verse 22,
how many of you would like to get married to someone and have them fight
when you get in the house today? You're going to put off this the coat.
You're going to want them to get saved, but she says, I
didn't
want them going to church. I want them to.
The matter is, at some point,
those are things that you could
that's a
physical,
nice you
purposeful putting it off.
Marriage brings something out.
And you're going to have to do the same thing with the old man, with the old nature.
Yes,
and it can be
challenging sometimes, even
when
you apply
Bible principle
to push it and to put it off.
Christ can't work from within an unsaved mate.
And Paul describes a serious problem as well as the unsaved.
In the book
the
of
unsaved
Nehemiah,
individual's character.
We have the historical record of Israel's enemies doing everything in the book to keep them from the work.
Steve, would you
God
look up Matthew 13,
11?
Back in Nehemiah chapter
and
6.
Verse 13.
And 15
and
16.
Make no bones about it, Nehemiah was called
Clark,
by
would you
God
look up 1 Corinthians 2, 14,
to do a great work with the Jews that were
Scotty, how about
returning from
8,
the
6.
Exodus.
David.
2 Corinthians
the exile
6,
letter.
Verses 14 through 17.
And it was to build, rebuild the temple,
but it was also to rebuild the wall. And Nehemiah
got those
really
verses
felt
in Matthew 13, 11, 13,
the pressure
15,
that he should rebuild the wall. And he enlisted all the families of the Jews that were returning to rebuild the wall. And he's encouraging them in chapter 6 and verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Now, Sanballat and Geshem were Samaritans. They were mixed race, if you will, of Jews and other nationalities that were there.
And they worship a plurality of gods, if you will. And verse 3, and I sent messengers unto them saying, I'm doing a great work, so I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Now, last Sunday I was listening to a preacher for a few minutes before we had come to church, and he talked about the wall, and I said, what a fitting
2 Corinthians 6:14 through 17.
Third point to the message that's coming up. So I appreciate other preachers who have similar insights when it comes right down to it. But pay attention to Nehemiah's response. Listen, God's called you to a work. Every single one of us, God's called us to a work. It may be in your home to raise your sons and to raise your daughters, but you've been called to that work. To be a godly man, to be a godly leader within the home. Moms and dads together. Young people, God's called you to a work. God's called us here as a church to a work. He said, I'm doing a great work. He was building a wall to protect the returnees from the enemy. And Sanballat and his crew were a constant hindrance to him and to Ezra. But Nehemiah was steadfast upon what, you know, it requires a steadfastness to accomplish what God's called us to accomplish.
God can do it.
The work that God's called us requires you and I to be steadfast. You can't give it a lick today and a little bit tomorrow.
While none of this may seem important now,
a tiny bit, and then
ignore what God has said, will someday,
you know, that raising your sons and daughters, you have to be wise.
If the unsaved does not get saved, and
that's a given. If you're training a pet, you've got to be somewhat consistent.
Can be many.
Once listen, children if we're going to train our lives spiritually, we have got to be steadfast and consistent in these things here. And so,
the unsaved individual,
he says there that
have much of a desire.
He's doing a great work and.
Instill.
We have to understand that Satan and the world and our flesh is going to do everything in their power to get us to stop and to come down off our wall.
You say, well, Pastor,
the building of the wall.
Those
he doesn't want you out there sharing the gospel, giving out tracts, and talking to people about the Lord. Moms and dads, he doesn't want you raising your sons and your daughters in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
But today's choices will affect tomorrow's.
He doesn't want you providing a real testimony at work by being the best employee, having the best attitude, and the best work ethics and so on. He doesn't want all that stuff going at work. He's going to make your life as miserable as he can.
I do appreciate the patience of your folk. And
so we need to understand that this is a great job opportunity.
Important messages.
Yeah, the same
but
time,
I'll have to lose the
miss a lot of church.
Probably just pray that the things
won't
that
be
we
much time to lead the family as I should. But listen, this job means I'm going
to
make so much more money. I'm going to be able to buy things for my family that I could not normally afford.
In a way that will
you just stay with us throughout
the
week.
That when we come together next week, we'll be able to pick it up.
You just got drawn down from building on the
Lord.
Your job is to make sure that you're busy for the Lord. That means
very important. But I believe it's why
it takes you out of your role and your responsibility in the local church. You've just been
brought down off the overall body of believers.
If it means that you're not going to be able to spend the kind of time you need to spend with your family,
consideration
drawn down off
beyond self.
Nehemiah said, "I'm not coming down off the
desires of self.
I've got a job to do. God's called me to this job. I'm not going to come down off the wall until the job's done."
To cloud our thinking and our processes spiritually.
And so, Father,
secondly,
we say
that
she or he
is our hearts
is such
a
cute,
a real blessing.
That's such a handsome looking dude, or
blessing.
That's such
God.
A cute.
The others, the rest of the world,
the
unsaved
in
me,
I know they're not
saved. The power and the presence, the joy and the peace that the Lord brings to those who are obedient to the Lord. And Father, we'll give you the praise.
That's the devil trying to draw you down from the wall from doing a good work, like keeping your testimony.
Tonight, very quickly.
By keeping your eyes focused on the Lord in obedience, because the Bible's very clear about being unequally yoked together.
Well,
we're just going to date. Listen, how many dates led to a marriage? How many of you just all of a sudden just met someone you got married within that next minute? That would be stupid. You dated for a while. Then it was a courtship. Anytime I've ever, from my experience, that unless it's Brother Jim and Rose, that's a different story. But most of the time, it's about dates. And then during the first date, you say, yeah, that's not happening anymore. Or maybe it was a thumbs up, and it may have taken several more dates before it became a thumbs down, or, this is going well. And so we need to be careful. Listen, God's called you to a work. And that work primarily is to keep your life focused on the things of God, to keep yourself focused on the things of eternity so that you can be of use for God here in the present. Nehemiah was stating a very profound truth that the work of God in our lives and for God is more important than any earthly gain or any earthly advantage that will detract or distract us from his work. You think about that. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in the 50 and 2 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes. Wouldn't you just love to have the unsaved around you just moaning and groaning because God was doing great things through our lives? Because we could accomplish great things for God. And they did everything they could to discourage us, to distract us. But look what he says in the last part of that verse. For they perceived that this work was what? Wrought of our God. They thought it would be impossible for them to accomplish this task. They did everything they could to discourage them, to distract them, and to bring the leadership down. And you know what? They kept to, or the nose to the grindstone. They pulled back the sleeves and dug into the work. They had a mentality that simply said, I've got a great work for God to do, and I'm not coming down off the wall. And the result was, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. What do your neighbors perceive about you and the things that you do? Young people, how about in school? What do they perceive about you when it comes right down to it? The new, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, will require our being focused in this year. And our focus must begin, as Paul told Timothy in chapter 2 Timothy 2:15, study. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God, so that we can be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, as he would say over in chapter 3, verse 17. This new life is built first and foremost on Christ, using the word of God extensively in our lives. So, if your 2013 wasn't a great year, were you in the word? Were you meditating and were you studying? Because this book is going to make all the difference into how 2014 turns out. You can reach the end of 2014 and say, as that guy did, boy, 2013 sucked. Now you're going, 2014 sucked. And maybe it's not the best English, but you know, that's how some people feel about it. Truth of the matter is, you come to the end of 2014 and say, this is one of the best years since I've been saved. And you look back and say, the Word of God was the foundation upon which it became the best year. Your choice, your decision. How do you want 2014 to end? Because the decisions you make now, today, will determine how your 2014 ends. Father, we thank you for this time that we can be together once again, gathered around your word. Lord, it is really important for us to understand the importance and the integral part that the word of God plays in the success of our spiritual lives. Lord, there's some of us here who still have unsaved loved ones. Lord, it may be that there are those who have saved loved ones, but Lord, they're not doing very much spiritually. They don't have any time for you. They don't have any time for God. And Lord, they need to see something. And what they need to see is, God, you at work within our lives. They need to see that the work that you've called us to do is more important than anything that the devil and his crowd may offer as a substitute. Lord, the devil has just very poor, inferior offerings, where, Lord, yours are meaningful, purposeful, superior in every way. And yet, Lord, we give over to the baubles and the trinkets that the devil has to offer, and only just for a short period of time. But, Lord, what you offer is not only eternal in nature, but, Lord, it's relevant present. Oh, I was so thankful for your presence and your power. Lord, for the quickening of our dead spirits, so that old things are passed away and all things are become new. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed as Diane quietly plays in the piano this morning. And I'm wondering, as an individual, a child of God, whether at home or here in the sanctuary today, I would really challenge you to take some time, thought processes, maybe a pen and paper, and look back over 2013 in retrospect, and maybe look at some of the valley experiences, and maybe something good came out of them. That's wonderful. But nothing necessarily came good out of the valleys. And ask yourself, where was the Word of God in my life? Where was my life in relationship to the Lord? Where was it? God was always there and the Word was always there, but where was I in relationship to that? And then purpose, I'm not going to make that mistake again this year. By God's grace, the things that I failed at last year are going to become successes this year because I'm going to take God at His Word. I'm going to look at the facts and not get charged emotionally so that I neglect the facts. His facts are going to become my compass. Preacher, would you pray for me in closing this morning? God spoke into your heart about your life. God spoke to you about the things that could have been done, should have been done, but didn't get done. And we don't want the same thing in 2014. You may be scared to death. Say, you know, preacher, I'm afraid. If I raise my hand, God's going to call me to do something. You better raise it. If God's speaking to your heart, you better raise it. Because if you don't, God's not going to bless. Preacher, would you pray? Preacher, would you pray that in my life, those old things from the past are not going to be anchors to my new things in the future. And oftentimes the devil will cause those old things from the past, those past failures, to become anchors. Listen, he broke those chains. He broke those bonds and moved forward. Claim the promise of the Word of God today. Preacher, pray for me in closing today. Yes, preacher, pray for me today. I don't want to be a failure. I want to be able to stand at the threshold of eternity and say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Can you say that? Hopefully and prayerfully so. And maybe at this point you're saying, preacher, I'm not even sure if I'm saved this morning. And now I'm beginning to understand the dynamics of what it means to be saved as opposed to playing at Christianity. And by the grace of God, I want to be saved. I want to receive it as my own personal Lord and Savior. With heads bowed and eyes closed, you say, Pastor, would you pray for me in closing? I so need to be saved today. Preacher, would you pray for me in closing? Well, Father, we thank you for this time that we can be together, just gathered around your throne of grace. Lord, a challenge that I trust that will begin here in the pulpit, work its way down throughout the pew, into the homes, into the neighborhood, within the state, within our country. Lord, we've got to stop living in the past. We've got to stop allowing the past to anchor the future. Lord, all things are become new. We're excited about that. Lord, new ways of thinking, new ways of reasoning, new ideas, new strengths, new friends, new places, new adventures, all as you guide us and direct us into each and every one of them. Lord, to be able to finish this year, 2014, and be able to look back and see the victories and to see the successes, Lord, that'll be so exciting. Lord, we just thank you for the ability and the power that is present to accomplish these things. Now, Father, be with those who raise their hands. Lord, that indeed they'll begin mapping out or allowing you to map out their 2014. And that, Lord, they'll understand their responsibilities, as do I, to be in the Word, to be in fellowship, that we might be encouraged and strengthened in the future. And Father, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Now, Father, dismiss us with thy blessings, we pray, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And all God's people said, amen. Check the website. If it rains and it's freezing rain, check it.